Murder in the first degree requires proof of specific intent. An examination of the element of specific intent necessarily requires the court to account for and consider the defendant's defense of involuntary intoxication, as well as generally whether or not the state has met its burden of proof. To be sure, the evidence at trial did not provide a motive from Bibler's stabbing of Shannon Bogue. There was no evidence of ill will between them, no argument, no history of discord, no history of violence, no heated word exchanges, no threats between them, and known or identified disputes of any kind. On the contrary, the court heard considerable evidence that described the closeness of Bibler with Shannon and how she did so many things to help him out, including opening her home to him for visits with his children, and that she was the last person in the world he would hurt. Yet the court is convinced beyond a reasonable doubt that Thomas Bibler is the person who stabbed and caused the death of his sister Shannon Bogue.